Hello.
Mr. Ralph McGill.
Hello. Hello. Yes, are you the operator I was speaking with in regards to the call to Minneapolis for Mr. Rowe? No, this is Mrs. Roberts. I was expecting a call from Mr. McGill. I'm sorry. Are you in the White House? Yes, this is Mrs. Roberts, Secretary to the President. I'm trying to get the White House switchboard out, but I don't know why they connected me with you. Hold on a minute. Hello? I'm still waiting for the White House operator.
Hello?
Operator, you connected me with the wrong one. I want to speak with the switchboard operator.
I know. Just a minute. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
I made an error. I'm sorry.
Capra.
Mr. McGill? Hello?
Are you ready to call?
Yes.
Roberts is on the line.
Thank you. I'm ready to let Mr. McGill call the president.
Thank you. This is Juanita Roberts.
That's my office.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. How are you, Mr. McGill?
Yeah, listen, how are you?
Fine.
I wanted to dictate a little something for the president.
Yes, sir.
Well, dear Mr. President.
Yeah?
With regard to reaching the governors, it seems to me that... No, with regard to reaching the governors, the only thing I've been able to think of is... to make a nationally televised talk at the time you sign the bill, or shortly thereafter, directed toward governors and local governors, mayors, and local officials in general. I then think I also think a personal call to each governor ahead of the signing of the bill. In which you would say that it has been passed and that the federal government certainly does not wish to intervene in any local situation. Way to avoid the necessity for this is to have local cooperation to ask for it. Paragraph. But I'm impressed this morning by the story out of St. Augustine, which states that the businessmen there have pledged themselves the civil rights legislation when and if it becomes law. If there is some way national attention can be called to this pledge of acceptance, there might be an opportunity to create a snowball effect. Idea that a number of businessmen in the larger southern cities will accept the law when it is signed and put into effect. It might be then a good idea if today or tomorrow some national attention could be called to this pledge.
Mm-hmm.
New paragraph. With regard to the other matter of Mr. Harold Walker of the Lockheed Company, I began...
Juanita, this is Lee White.
She's on the phone.
Oh.
Can she call you?
I'll come back and see her shortly.
All right, thank you.